courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline from FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com, Mike Harmon. And Mike, you would figure this is the week that Joe Flacco gets a little praise for getting to the AFC Championship game for the second time in his career, and he's only been in the league 4 years. It has not been the case. All of the ratings of the four quarterbacks left, most of them have Joe Flacco at the bottom of the list.
Well, he's got to go one further. Got to go beat Brady. People are gonna say, well, it was T.J. Yates and the defense did their job, and so on. I say if the receivers actually catch a couple of those balls he threw down the sidelines, we're talking a lot more about Joe Flacco after that performance. And then there's the one to Torrey Smith that stands out to me in particular. That would have been about a 40-yard gainer, and perhaps even more with the yak, which is always your most important stat. But, you know, Flacco came and did what he had to do for the – for that win. I mean, they put the ball on the doorstep, Jacoby Jones, with one of the most inexplicable plays I think we've seen in a long time, failing to corral the ball after the bounce. Why he's anywhere near it, we don't know, but that's 7 points. And, you know, just to give the stat, you know, it's 79 plays of at least 20 yards in the passing game against the Patriots this year.
79? Sweet.
The Packers had given up 71. The Giants had given up 60. But here's the thing I want to remind folks of. It doesn't matter if you don't punch it into the end zone. The Patriots were still 15th in total defense. I'm not saying it's world-beating, but every time we throw out this 31st, 32nd rank, it's garbage. It's rubbish.
Yeah, you talk about in terms of points scored.
Right, in terms of points per game, and isn't that the only thing that matters?
Yeah.
You can move between the 20s all you want. If you don't put the ball in the end zone and you have to settle for field goals against Tom Brady, you lose.
So you're liking the Patriots in this game, I'm thinking, this Sunday.
No, I'm tired of everybody, and even before this last game, they kept throwing out the stat of how terrible this defense was. And yes, they gave up a lot of big plays, and they made Matt Moore look like a superstar once.
Gave up a lot of yardage, too.
I'm just not so quick to dismiss it as everybody else is. But, you know, I think the formula you guys have laid out is exactly right. You get at Brady's feet, he's a different guy.
You know, I've said all week long, only Tuesday, but I've said the last 2 days, I think the Ravens are going to have to score 30 points or more in this football game to win. I don't think this is going to be a 17-14 slobber knocker. I think this is going to be a game where you have to score 27, 31 points at least to even sniff a win in this football game.
I agree with you. I mean, you're not going to shut this guy down altogether. I mean, I think it looks a lot like what this past week's game between the 49ers and the Saints was. If you told me the Saints scored 32 points prior to the game, I'd say, you know, 99% of the time they're winning that game. But Alex Smith stepped up, made his throws. Vernon Davis can't coach him, can't win with him. You heard the quote a million times. You know, they made the plays when they counted. And I think you have the same thing here, is you're not going to shut Brady and this offense down altogether. You might have a quarter. You might get it slowed into a half. But, you know, eventually they're going to find the big play. And if, you know, suddenly a guy like Deion Branch starts creeping in and getting back into the mix, they're a little more dangerous on the outside than they've been.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, here on the Bob and Rob Show, courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline, 105.7 The Fan. So getting back to Joe Flacco going up against that New England defense, who, as you said, gives up big plays, and they were 31st in the NFL in total yardage allowed, plus 17 turnovers, however. They make you pay if you make mistakes, as far as that is concerned. But it's Joe Flacco running this Ravens offense, 227 yards of total offense against a good Houston team defensively. Obviously, that's not going to get it done against New England. Can Flacco at least compete in a shootout with Tom Brady if it gets to that stage?
I don't think there's any question. I mean, you start to spread things out. I mean, we saw Anquan Boldin running better than he has arguably all season in that game, and certainly the ball gets on his hands. He's going to come down with it, 4 for 73, and the score may not look sexy in the stats for those that didn't watch the game, but he certainly was a difference maker in the game against Houston as they put Joseph off on Smith to try to take away the speed game. But I think when you're looking at the way this spreads out, and I'm not going to even say the Patriots anywhere close to what Wade Phillips was putting out there as a defense either. I mean, they were able to key up and try to take away the after catch, you know, running from Ray Rice and try to take away the screen game. I don't know that New England's necessarily going to have the same success. Now, they're healthier than they've been in a while defensively, but you'll be able to move the ball. But, you know, when it's all said and done, Flacco's going to have to exhibit the touch he did this past week in tight spots down in the red zone, and that's where Dixon and Pitta are going to have to show up.
Getting away from the playoffs just a second, just watching Jeff Fisher as he introduced to the St. Louis Rams organization through the press, through the media, looked a little uncomfortable, to be honest with you. Was it? Did he go to St. Louis because of the franchise quarterback situation, or was it more to it surrounding his decision to go to the Rams?
Well, I think with Miami, there was still a question of how the power was going to shake out in terms of whether they disagreed on a player evaluation, who gets the tie. You know, tie goes to the runner, tie goes to a coin flip and all of that, and the owner wanted to stay out of the mix. In St. Louis, it sounds like he's going to have more of the control, and obviously they still have some backfilling of exec jobs to do, but sounds like he'll have more of a run, and they have their quarterback, presuming that he's healthy, and they immediately go get four or five linemen to keep him upright, and a couple of wide receivers, maybe re-signing Brandon Lloyd, one of the priorities. But, you know, as you look at St. Louis and with the potential of them coming to Los Angeles, that rumor keeps firing up out here every couple of weeks. The potential's there. Now, he's being mocked already for some of his coaching hires in terms of Schottenheimer and Greg Williams. Greg Williams, who just made Alex Smith a hero with the defense he called on Saturday. But, you know, there are some parts to the defense in St. Louis that you like. They've been up around the top 10 in sacks for the past two seasons. A lot of young talent there. But, you know, you've got to figure out how do you supplement what Steven Jackson's been able to do offensively, and that's the huge task for Schottenheimer as they go forward.
NFC Championship game, of course, San Francisco hosting the Giants. It's Eli Manning versus Alex Smith. You mentioned, Mike, Alex Smith heroics against New Orleans this past weekend. But what about Eli? He's had that playoff experience, championship experience. Are the Giants about to duplicate what they did back in 2007 here?
Get the pressure with the front four. That's been the key two straight weeks, and what do they do? I mean, they were helped by the fact that the Green Bay wide receivers dropped anywhere from 6 to 8 balls, depending on whose stats you believe, not to mention, you know, a couple of turnovers, some inexplicable turnovers there. And really, you just question how much of the offensive coordinator's off-field issues with his son came into play in terms of the motivation and emotion of the game. So you have the Giants riding high, playing as well or better than anybody right now. I mean, they went into Lambeau and just stomped them. Offensively, getting a little more of the run game going than I think we saw earlier in the year. The offensive line's healthier than it was early on in the season. And so Eli can pick his spots, I think, a little bit more than what we saw early. And now he's going for legacy time here. You know, tied 1-1 with Peyton, and now little brother can become the preeminent guy if he can solve the San Francisco defense. One thing is, all those wide receivers have to have heads on a swivel after watching that game on Saturday, because they will take you out.
Absolutely. Baltimore Ravens, you know, you talk about the defense of the New England Patriots. The defense of the Baltimore Ravens got pushed a little bit against the Houston Texans, but still a very good defense. What is the biggest what would keep you awake at night if you're the defensive coordinator for the Ravens?
If you're going into this game, I mean, obviously, you've got to solve the two tight ends. And now that they're bringing Hernandez out as a running back, and potentially you work a little of where they start slipping him out in space.
Yeah, that's scary.
If he's got a blocker, there's potential. And obviously Gronkowski, how do you box him when you get into the red zone? With Welker, he's going to get his sure-handed tackling. I mean, I think the 49ers might as well just copy the DVD and start selling it to everybody. Here's how you tackle. Here's form tackling, because they don't give you a lot after the catch. And I think that's the key here for Baltimore against New England, because Brady will pick you apart on the short stuff. You just can't let them find the seam to where it becomes a 30-yard gain after a 5-yard pass.
Well, the Ravens will not give up 6 touchdown passes. That's my one of the predictions I'm going to make for this game.
That is a pretty good prediction. We were trying to find the other 6s so we could continue the, you know, good versus evil.
A little Iron Maiden type of 666 number.
You know,
of the beast.
I dropped a running with the devil scream in your honor.
I appreciate that.
Morning, getting it going. I hit it, and then for the rest of the day I couldn't talk, so I'll blame you.
All right, tell everybody about Fox Sports Swollen Dome.
We're locked and loaded. We're getting into baseball and NASCAR, some previews of these championship games, much like what we just did here, and trying to find out when people are going to jump on board the Joe Flacco bandwagon, or is it, if he loses, do we have a Mark Sanchez situation develop?
Mike Harmon, is always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the championship games this weekend. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Fun stuff, guys. Good luck.